How do they know after 17 years when exactly they should emerge?
It's not that the cicadas know anything per se. I think part of it is hardwired. So there's a series of biochemical cascades, you know, hormones that rise and fall that set up a trigger. And if you have a certain hormone level and the temperature of the soil is 64 degrees, it's go time.
And once these cicadas do emerge, time is not on their side.
They're on a short clock, right? So they've got, you know, 3 or 4 weeks to get the jobs done. They need to find a mate. They need to do the actual mating. Females need to lay the eggs, and then death occurs.
If you're a cicada, this is a really exciting time then.
Yeah, if you spend your entire juvenile stage 17 years underground, and then you've got 3 or 4 weeks to do all the jobs.
What's exciting for cicadas may be frightening for some of us humans. But Ware says not to worry, they don't bite or sting.
They actually pose no harm to humans, and they don't really even pose that much harm to your garden. Their goal really is to find each other, to mate, and then to make the next generation of cicadas.
And even though they don't pose a threat to us, humans do pose a threat to them. Urban sprawl and overdevelopment have destroyed whole cicada populations. And because of our warming climate, periodical cicadas are emerging anywhere from a week to a month earlier than they did just decades ago.